Beginnt gerade ein Daf, man sagt das Sanhedrin, beginnt mit Daf Tazayin, beginnt auch mit Alf, beginnt Tazayin, beginnt mit den Worten der Gemara. Well, Matchilasa, just like in the beginning of Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, was Kalfi, or Metumim, was with the box, and Metumim, so then that same thing should apply here also. Why is it only enough with a Bezin of 71? Now, says Tazayin, that Hadam Beresh Hadar, the Gemara in Erev, and Daf Samakim, and Alf, says Gabi Yeshua, if we're talking about the chalukah of Eretz Yisrael, it says L'ashkechan the itzik leila Lazar, we didn't find that he needed Lazar lishol b'ur metumim. You're telling me that, well, chalukah Eretz Yisrael requires ur metumim, that you're saying that always should have that. How we find that Lazar was actually demoted because he was actually mer halacha b'fnei rabbi, and it was supposed to be Lefnei Elazar Kohen Yamid, and we don't find that Yeshua ever needed Elazar, and obviously he was demoted. So it says, Lav Achlukas Haaretz Kamah. You know, it sounds like from there that Yeshua divided the Aretz, that he didn't ask at all in Urmatumim, then no, it's not going on Chalukas Haaretz. Because that's because there's a custom like Agamar is bringing. It's just regarding all the other things that really he should have asked Rumatumim, which was actually revealed to him as a prophecy. That only individuals that chayv misa are going to Sanhedrin Gitana. But the whole city that's chayv misa, that's Sanhedrin Agon. That doesn't go to Sharecha. Now, so what are you saying? Because, Ish is an individual, but it can't mean the whole city. And the Af Agav, although the Perikil Dvarim Gdemar Pesachim Napsamach Vavim Beis Nama the Davayim Vavim and Afgav Pesach B'Tumah. Regarding the Karm Pesach being burned in the state of Tama, Amar, the Gemara says, Ish Nitcha. An individual gets pushed up to Pesach Shein. If ain't Tzibit and Dachin, but the whole Jewish people does not get pushed off. But that sounds like a full call here to me. But even if a whole city is coming to Dachim LePesach Sheni, they do get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Adik Rebbe Son, until you have the majority of Jewish people. But we learned that out from Ish. And you see the city is included in Ish. So it says, Shani Hach, here it's different. Mishum, the Mitzin, Shechilik HaKosev, Be'nechid and Merubim, we find that the Pasuk differentiates between individuals and multitudes. K'moi, Be'n Iran Nidachas L'yachad. Like we find between the city that's Iran Nidachas and individuals. So become Pesach, we don't find such a chilek, so therefore we say it's Bereb Tziba, but Zohar, what we're talking about, we find the differences because there is this halachic difference between Ira and Nidachas, and so therefore, what was the differential between the Yachid and regarding a city that did have Zohar? Next is Masna, the beginning of the Gemara, in the Bar Mitzvah Mechul Yaseh. The pit cannot be filled up from its Chulia. So Pesach Kon Rashi explains, for example, in Okah Chulia, what was his metaphor? They're saying they can't support ourselves from one Jew to another one. For example, if you pick out a clump of earth from a deep pit and you put it back inside, in the bar mesmal well, that's not going to fill it up. So it says, well, it's not possible because I'm in the perek haroi. The Gemara Brachos Dam Testament Alf says, when Hashem took two of the stars, planets from this constellation of Kima, they even mabul oilam and they brought the flood to the world. Bila nekev me ash, and then he filled up the hole from ash. Part of the Gemara asks, "I have a lamali in the day. Why don't you fill it up from kima itself?" Which the Gemara answers this terminology in the bermesma muchul yasei that the pit cannot be filled up from its chulia, and that's not applicable. The Rashi explains because there's nothing there that's similar to a dog pit to say anything about throwing in this chulia that it's obviously not filling it up. So rather, the Yishman Farshim, some explain the karka shurigilin la niach al svas ha-bor, the earth that they normally put at the edge of the pit, karen chulia, that's called the chulia. Okay, he did not, like we learned in Mishnah, even the pegim al beis, chulia sabor, ba'asela. So the earth around the pit and the rock, shem gubem mazor, chatem tabach mai. So you see, it's the earth around the pit. Oh, come on, that's what the Gemara is saying in the Burmese Malam, Moise Chulia, that although this was dug out from the pit itself, this will not fill up the pit itself. The main time period, she explains, Mechul Yaseh actually means Hainim and Mekarimim from its source, meaning, the pit cannot be filled up with water, from the source of its own flowing. It's obvious from the Medrash in Shmuel, the Amr that says in the bar Mismal Mukhuyasai, that the pikin that be full of him is chulya. Unless you draw water from somewhere else, and that's what it means. It cannot be Mismal Mukhuyasai. It's referring to that of water, which actually that's obviously the story of the Mabul, which is a flood of water.